AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A sheriff's deputy is gunned down in Houston, and police are searching for a suspect. Harris County Sheriff spokesman Thomas Gilliland says the deputy was simply pumping gas when a gunman came up and opened fire.
Deputy then fell to the ground. The suspect then continued over to him and shot the deputy again multiple times as he laid on the ground.
The suspect took off in a red pickup truck. Police today have been talking to a man they call a person of interest and have been seen outside a home near the gas station. We expect to get more information on what happened at a news conference at this hour. What used to be Tropical Storm Erica is on her way to the Florida coast. But even though it has weakened, it could still bring a lot of rain to the state. Forecaster Jack Bevin says the storm could gain some strength again tonight or tomorrow.
Too early to say just how likely that is, but there's at least some possibility of that. Some of the computer models are hinting on that.
This weekend, New Orleans and the Gulf Coast are also remembering Hurricane Katrina 10 years later.
I was born and raised here.
Only about a third of the people who fled the flood-ravaged Lower Ninth Ward returned after Katrina, and its landscape is still dotted with boarded-up homes and vacant lots.
It's just like a graveyard. I'm just tired of looking at these weeds and these trees. They have overgrown the house.
The comeback that has the French Quarter hopping again and new buildings sprouting up is dragging in the Lower Ninth Ward, though there are new homes and a community center.
Things are just beginning to come back.
But only one school and a few stores have reopened, and joblessness remains a huge problem. I'm Jerry Bodlander.
Following an emergency meeting in Paris, there's agreement among European countries to boost security on trains. They will be increasing identity checks and baggage controls. The measures are in response to the attack that was halted by three Americans on a high-speed train earlier this month. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is heading to Alaska next week to press for international action on global warming. In his weekly address this morning, he called it a matter of national security.
If another country threatened to wipe out an American town, we'd do everything in our power to protect ourselves. Climate change poses the same threat right now.
Obama will become the first sitting president to visit areas in Alaska above the Arctic Circle. There are more hints today that the Federal Reserve may be moving toward raising interest rates next month. In a speech to a major economic conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, the vice chairman of the Fed today said factors behind the movement of the inflation rate may have eased. Illinois is about to become the first state in the country to test out a pilot program that will put locking devices on some prescription painkillers that will make it harder for people to abuse those drugs. The numerical locking devices will be similar to those used on gym lockers and will be placed on the pill bottles. Those drugs would contain drugs like Vicodin. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.